Off the neutral zone faceoff, Curry's able to gain the red line and send in deep. Parita, who is always active and loves to play the puck, sees this one skip over his paddle. And then Pissarro loses control of it now and up. Ovchinnikov over the line now. Ovchinnikov able to knock it into the corner. Allen will take it now. Met there by Malafronte. Comes up in front of the Laker bench. Spink is able to poke it free. Broman, who's back in the lineup after serving his one-game suspension, the first game he's missed here in his freshman year as a Laker. He turns this one over. Walgren is back to retrieve, and he will guide it over to Pizzo.
And Spink is banged up. He collided with Matt Arujo, and he's hunched over on the bench right now being looked at by the trainer.
We saw a couple of injured bodies there for the Lakers. Josh LeBlanc, who is not in the lineup tonight. He suffered an injury early on in the first period last night in Potsdam. And we'll see if Tanner Spink is okay. Comes back to the point. On the near side, Kuhn is able to take it. He'll weave his way to the middle now over the blue line of the Lakers zone. Shovels one on the backhand. Sharp angle shot, and it goes off the outside of the cage of Rich McCartney. McCartney in the midst of a 10-game point drought after he was named 2017-18 Suniak Rookie of the Year. It's back inside the Potsdam zone. Solo takes it, tries to swat that one in the net. Kuhn, after knocking down his man with McCartney, comes out to center. Kuhn down the middle. Lets one go. Kicked away by the right pad of Richey. Another one is steered up into the netting. And we get a whistle here with 17-17 to play here in the opening period. Still scoreless here in Potsdam between the Lakers and the Cardinals.
You mentioned Rich McCartney, Suniak Rookie of the Year last year. The most impressive thing, I think, was he scored 17 goals. Out of 24 points, he had 17 tallies this year. He started off hot, had 7 goals so far this season. But a 10-game point drought, not what the sophomore wants. That's the definition of a sophomore slump.
Yeah, I was going to say a sophomore slump indeed, as this one is guided up by Nenadal to the left side. Sullivan kicked it in, and it goes right in on Parita, and he will cover. And for Cole, I think somewhat similar to him, it reminds me of Joey Molinaro. I mean, a lot of his points come from goals, and it's not a bad thing, but for Rich McCartney, he has been able to produce on either side of the spectrum here, so we'll see if he can get his game together and just in time for the playoffs.
Molinaro does score a lot of his goals in the power play, though. McCartney doesn't have a single power play goal this year, while Molinaro has 7.
That's a good point to bring up, Cole, as this one is directed in and steered to the corner off the right pad of Richey. Nenadal takes the body there instead of the puck by Middleton, and it comes back to him. He's bodied there by Egan now. Egan takes it away. Back to the point inside the Lakers zone. Middleton goes D-to-D on the near side of Engvall. He'll wind him far, and it's blocked away by Sullivan, and it ends up bouncing back into the neutral zone. The Laker bench likes that one. Rink-wide pass here by Middleton in the left side. Egan takes it. He turns and fires, and that one goes wide. Tumbling down to the ice was Cam Owens, and now the Lakers will try to transition up the ice. Novick has it, weaving down to the left side. Gets around his man, but he was bodied by Middleton. The big defenseman able to take the body there. Max Novick comes to the near side, trying to feather that one through was Cam Owens. Trying to weave his way in, and it was taken away by Curry. Curry will accelerate, slides it over to Zizek. Now through the middle for Cam Berry. Berry, as Cole alluded in the inside the box report, no goals in the season for him, only 2 assists here in the last game of the regular season. Into the opposite corner inside of the Cardinals zone, taken by Sloan. He tried to shovel one up, intercepted by Allen. Shot to the net, kicked away at the left pad. Berry turns and fires, and it's off the shoulder of Parita. He's out of position as him and Tyson Kirkby came together. And Parita did not like that. And down the near side, Falenga has it. Falenga drops it there, shot to the net by Arujo. That one missed. Arujo tied for the team lead in points with 14. The freshman defenseman having a good first year here with the Cardinals. The captain, Sloan, gets it up on the wing. Near side, Falenga has it. Dropped it there. Arujo lets it go, and that one just wide of the pad of Richey. Skips over the stick, and the Lakers are away with it. Pissarro slides one up to Spink, who is back out there. Seems to be healthy. Down the wing it comes. Sharp angle. Tried to feed one over to Broman. Swatted at it and missed it. Curry winds and fires, and it gets blocked, and it's a 2-on-1 the other way. Malafronte in as Sloan going to the net. In the backhand, Sloan shot. Saved by David Richey as he shuts the door with the glove.
Oh, my. David Richey, add that one to your highlight reel. Just saved a goal. It was Ross Sloan who was robbed. He was the one who blocked the Curry shot, and I don't like that shot from Tyler Curry. I know he was put in a bad situation there, but two guys atop the zone around you to block that shot, and what Plattsburgh does all the time, they'll get in the shooting lanes. They do the little things right. They do right there, quickly up the ice, a grade-A scoring opportunity that David Richey was all over.
I got the chance to sit down with Max Novick last week, and he said one of the things defensemen have done better is not getting shots blocked. That wasn't the case there, however. Malafronte lets that one go to the net, and Richey, I don't know if he saw that, but Barber will turn and send in. Brunn sees it skip over his stick as he draws back into the lineup here tonight. Emerson on the far side, inside their own zone. Brunn pinned along there, tries to guide one up on the wall for Brown. He takes a couple of swats at it. Barber joins the fight now. DeFelice trying to stab this one free. He comes up with it. DeFelice over the shot. Pizzo lets it go, and it's right into the webbing of David Richey. And with 14:48, we got a whistle here, still scoreless, and we send it down to Chris Yackel.
Thanks a lot, guys. We talked about earlier Tyler Curry with that shot selection. I didn't like that shot selection at all. I agree with you, Cole. He had a little bit of time to, not a ton of time, but he had a little bit of time to put it deep into the zone, just wasn't able to do it. But Dave Roche, he was there to save him.
The faceoff, Lakers are able to control. Novick will just go rink wide and loft it high in the air back inside the Cardinals zone. Engvall able to take it, slide it through the middle, stretching it up as McCartney down the right side of the right dot. Lets it go, and a good stick there off the captain of Devin Campbell. Campbell trying to poke it free as him and McCartney come together in the near side corner inside of the Oswego zone. 14.5 to go here in the first period. Dan Cooter, Cole Parzyk, and Chris Yackel on the call for you here. A turnover by the Lakers, but the Cardinals will make some changes, so Max Novick has a chance to regroup back in his own zone. Sends one on the near side wing over to Nenadol, who will rink wide off the skate of Scorpio. Him and Campbell almost collide there at center ice. Miscommunication there between the forward Scorpio and defenseman Campbell. Staller is able to take it. The captain playing in what could be his final home game here at the Stafford Ice Arena. Plays in his 102nd game here tonight for the Cardinals as Walgren has it back behind his own net. He'll leave it there for Arujo. Arujo trying to send one to Owens. Owens trying to beat out the icing call, and Carter Allen was able to get there in time. And we get an icing call here with 13:44 to go in the first period. Thank you for joining us here on WNYO, the Laker Radio Network.
Oswego State so far, they're doing a good job winning those battles along the half wall to get pucks out. Jody Sullivan a couple times has been hard on his man, pinned him against the boards. You can call those the rich areas, because those areas, when you're a young guy trying to get into the lineup, winning those battles is what's going to get you into the lineup on a consistent basis.
Lakers win the faceoff inside of the Cardinals zone off the icing call. Spink is bodied there in the near side corner. Arujo trying to get this one free, cycling it down with Pissarro. Arujo was able to anticipate it and flips it up high into the neutral zone. Curry quickly goes D to D over to Allen. Allen tried to get that one in on the first attempt. Staller stopped it, but now it's back behind the net for Parita to take. It's delayed off sides, however, though, so the Cardinals have a chance to reset. It's stretched up on the wing for Staller. Staller drops Carter Allen. You don't see that very often. Back into the corner. Carter Allen, he's played in every game here since his freshman year. 50 games played here for the sophomore Laker. This one back inside the Oswego zone still. Carter Allen able to take it, guides it up on the wall. Broman got dropped there, but he made the play through the middle to Pissarro. Pissarro went over the line, slides one to the near side to Spink. Spink waits, and he had Pissarro, but he wasn't looking. Back behind the net, able to take it away is Joe Draven. Draven slides one up in the middle. He had an assist last night to break his six-game point drought. Falanga in over the line, and he wound and fired, and it went right into the shin pad of Curry. And now Zizek has it, guides one up on the blue line. Kirkby was able to pick that one in deep. Parita out to play, shovels it on the backhand, but right to Kirkby. Tried to feed one out in front of the net for Zizek. Barry takes it away, centering feed. Good active stick there by Parita. Brunn will go to the far side corner inside the Cardinals zone. Zizek spun away with it. Sloan dropped there by Charlie Pelnick. Kirkby able to take it away. Kirkby walking down Main Street, lets it go, and that one got blocked away. A great chance for the freshman Kirkby to get his second career goal. Draymond trying to gain the red line. He's able to get there just in the nick of time as Pelnick takes it. Back inside the zone, Christopher Brunn is able to regroup. Just over 12 minutes to play in the opening period. Scoreless between the Cardinals and Lakers, and a turnover. DeFelice scores! Christopher Brunn coughed it up, and DeFelice makes him pay, and the Cardinals are off and running.
Just not a good play there by Christopher Brunn whatsoever. Really an unforced error there, and Christian DeFelice made him pay. An excellent shot. The freshman, three goals this year, so not a guy you see Barry pucks game in and game out, but right there picked his spot because he had all the time in the world in the low slot. Just an unforced turnover at Christopher Brunn. We've seen that a couple times this season. That's why he's not in this lineup as consistently as the senior would like to be.
Christian DeFelice breaks an eight-game point drought, as Cole mentioned, with his third of the season. I took a quick peek up at the board, and next thing you know, DeFelice put it in the back of the net. Novick lets one go from the point. Kicked away by Parita into the corner. Lakers trying to respond here, down 1-0 here in the first period. Ovchinnikov able to gain the red line. Softly lays one into the far side corner where Novick can take it. Ovchinnikov tried to play the body there, but Novick took it away. Guides went up on the red line. Molinaro, who was streaking down, tried to gain that one, and it turns into an offsides play, and we get a whistle here with 11:29 to play in the first period. We can go down to Chris Yackel.
Yeah, just an absolutely egregious egregious play there by Christopher Brunn. Just didn't do a good job. Got his pocket picked there, but Lakers, they got to respond here. That's not the start they wanted at all, but, you know, had some couple of grade A opportunities. You saw Kirkby earlier in that sentence. Sequence have an opportunity. They just need to keep pushing the pace here.
Cardinals win the faceoff. Bo lets it go, and they score! Two quick goals for the Cardinals, and it's Beau who strikes. And Plattsburgh's up 2-0 with 11:25 to go here in the first period.
Just a play that Plattsburgh ran off their faceoff there. It's easy. It's a simple play. You get it back to the defenseman. You get guys in front for a screen, a deflection, and that one goes in. And I'm not sure who that one hit exactly, but it was Tom Beau on the wrist shot. Just a nice slow shot. That's what coaches tell you. And Oswego State right there, they didn't get to the position they need to after that loss faceoff. And now it's a two-goal game, and Plattsburgh just running away with things here. And when they score first, 10-1-1 on the year, a two-goal lead, that's not something you want to face. Look up at the board, 11:25 to go, and you're already down two. This Oswego State offense is going to need a spark.
Well, Cole, we talked about it. The faceoffs were something the Lakers needed to correct here, and they haven't so far, and it leads to a goal. And quick 2-1s for Plattsburgh in the span of less than 2 minutes, and they're up 2-0.